After the 2010 Schultz Fire burned 15,000 hillside acres northeast of Flagstaff, residents in Timberline are all too familiar with summer flooding.
We retired to paradise, and now we're living in hell.
Klaus Brosch lives off Paintbrush Lane.
Monsoon comes around, you watch the side of the mountain, and when it disappears, you're going to get flooded. And that's not a good feeling.
To address the problem, Coconino County has secured $8.6 million in federal funding for long-term flood mitigation. Instead of constructing concrete walls or canals, an engineering firm will design channels using the natural dips in the landscape. These channels would guide water from Forest Service lands through residential neighborhoods to drain into Cinder Lake. I went up to the burn area with Erin Phelps, who's with the Forest Service. She says reactivating natural channels will help trap mud before it reaches the neighborhood.
This is an attempt to kind of speed up the natural process.
Phelps says it's sustainable and cost-effective. Construction on the 9 natural channels could begin as early as September, but there's a hitch. The channels must follow natural watersheds, not property lines. Christopher Tressler is an engineer with natural channel design.
You can't turn water at a 90-degree angle, so we can't just do it right along property lines everywhere.
This means residents must grant the county an easement, the right to cut across their property, if the water's going to flow naturally. The county has presented the easements to property owners in a series of corridor meetings.
The problem is that not all of the residents who are downstream of will agree to allow either county to go through their property or even to allow the channel.
That's Grant Cooper. He's lived in Timberline for 16 years. Without a channel, water flows down his driveway and could damage his home. Cooper's upset.
Because we're the ones that are going to suffer.
County Supervisor Liz Archuleta says the work must go corridor by corridor and have 100% approval from residents. If a single resident doesn't agree to an easement,
that will mean that we will not be able to proceed because we need to have a clear pathway for every corridor.
Kim Goldberger lives just down from Cooper and would receive flows from the same corridor. Her take on the easements?
The answer is no. Yeah. So like I said, my property's hardly affected where I am.
Tempers have flared. Sergeant James Jackson with the Flagstaff Police Department says one argument between neighbors over redirected water got out of hand after the first floods.
At least one individual either went inside to get a gun, said he was going to get a gun, and deputies had to be called to that location.
Timberline resident Ruth Ann Stoner says she understands those who oppose the easements.
There's a lot of personal, financial impact.
But floodwaters don't just impact individuals. Driving through the neighborhood, Tressler points out an electrical box on the edge of a large gully.
These things can be overwhelmed and destroyed, and it's becoming quite a nightmare, I believe, for the utility companies to keep their utilities online.
Left unchecked, the mud flows could uproot electrical lines and damage main water lines. Water and power for whole neighborhoods are at stake. The county has received federal money for the project, but the funds have to be used within 2 to 3 years. Local officials have already asked for an extension. In the meantime, the county is fixing a handful of critically eroding sites before monsoon season hits, and the Forest Service has enlisted volunteers to help plant 33,000 ponderosas and plans for more in the fall. How long will it take for the land to recover? Engineer Chris Tressler says that is the great unknown. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Sierra Eckert in Flagstaff.